This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, today we'll be talking with Austin Rinker of Mawikwa. Austin serves as an at-large director for the Illinois Soybean Association and is proud that his state holds the title for record soybean production. We discussed how things went on his farm in 2016 and some of the work that he's involved with for the association.
Yeah, I farm at Mawikwa, just south of Decatur. I got a corn and soybean operation and just a few Angus cows. So I'll just be finishing up my first term and starting my second term here on next July. So it's been 3 years with the association and it's gone by awfully fast.
Well, that's usually a good thing. Means you've been busy and have some great experiences, as I know we've visited about before. We want to talk today about how the growing season went for 2016. I know it was kind of iffy in the beginning. We weren't sure if we were going to get enough rain, and it was dry and hot. So how did things go for you on your farm?
On our farm, we raised a really good soybean crop. I guess to be kind of selfish to say, we're just a little disappointed. We'd never had late season rains like that before, and we thought we were setting ourselves up for the best soybean crop we'd ever had. But it ended up being right in line with our crop last year, which is still tremendous. But we kind of thought we were setting ourselves up for a record. And the state of Illinois ended up having a record. But we were end up having a very nice crop through here, but not the best one we'd ever had.
Well, sounds okay. I know you always like to break records and see those higher numbers. But as long as it wasn't a total disaster, that's usually a good thing. You mentioned that the state of Illinois had a record in soybeans. Talk a little bit more about that, and I know you work with farmers from across the state, so maybe some of the things that you heard from them and what you've talked about with the association.
Oh, sure. I think as a state average, we came in at 59 bushel. We were up 3 bushel from the year before, and we always have a friendly competition in the soybean world, I guess, and we were number one here this year. That was our third time in the last 4 years of being number one, so when we run into our director friends from Iowa, we always like to remind them of that.
Well, that is very exciting. I remember when that report came out and the numbers came in. Pretty awesome to be number one. What does that mean for us as far as the supply that we have and our exports? And I know you do have a program that's focused a lot about exports, and you wanted to share some of the work that you're doing with me on that, too.
Oh, sure. Chinese demand has been tremendous. We were over in China last winter, and that's just something I think every farmer needs to see. When you see that many people in those populated areas like that, you just kind of, it helps you kind of wrap your head around the demand over there. But pork production in China is number one, and they consume a lot of soybeans. 60% of our soybeans from Illinois will go to foreign markets. And kind of another kind of neat figure, way of thinking about it, is that 1 out of every 3 acres of soybeans will go right to China. So just tremendous demand. We've been raising big crops, but exports have kind of been gobbling those up, thankfully, with the big crops that we've had. So, but the one thing we do always run into when we travel abroad is they always ask us about protein and oil, and because Brazilian soy is just naturally higher in protein and oil. So a program we've got right now at the Soybean Association that's kind of gone on a national scale now is our HYQ program. We're kind of trying to recognize quality in soybeans. We're wanting to figure out what varieties have higher protein and oil and trying to kind of recognize those and see if we can't get the seed companies to kind of pay a little more attention to that. So it's kind of been a really good program. It's been very successful, and we've actually taken it nationwide here now with the U.S. Soybean Export Council with their help.
Well, that sounds awesome. So what does that program involve? You know, you said you're trying to really make an emphasis on the quality of the soybeans. What are some things that you do when you try to promote that?
Well, right now I think we've gone just from doing this program here in Illinois, and we've gone nationwide, and we've gotten up to, I think, 3,400 samples. So we're getting almost on to 3,000-some farms here now. So, but we're just getting a bigger picture of what protein oil is like just across the whole nation. Because what we have found is there's just certain varieties that are just going to be better in protein and oil just year after year. And if we can keep utilizing those varieties and maybe kind of shove some of the varieties off to the side that aren't really good in protein and oil, because, you know, just plant breeders have always just kind of looked at yield as the only factor that's important. And if we can kind of spearhead this and kind of bring up more awareness of protein and oil and kind of bring it to the forefront, it's going to be a very worthwhile endeavor for all of us.
If you don't mind, could you give us some examples of products that soybean oil and soy protein is used in? Maybe some that are at the store every day that you might not think about when you buy them.
Oh, thank you. For sure, your different cooking oils, things like that, tofu, and you just get a look on the back of a lot of containers, and there's always just a little bit of soy and just all kinds of things, margarine, your soy milk, and things like that. So it's just found in lots of different places and lots of different feed ingredients, too, just even on the livestock side of things, of course.
Well, it is amazing how diverse soybeans are and what they can be used for. I was actually at a meeting this week, and as far as soybeans being used on like soy biodiesel, I think the numbers are pretty good for that, and they're still being used, and that's taking up a lot of the supply. Do you have any comments on that, or do any work on that sort of thing?
Oh, for sure. No, biodiesel has been very good. I mean, that's a real easy conversation to have when you're talking with different farmers. Different studies with soybeans being at $10, just the biodiesel market we have today, a study concluded that it adds 42 cents to your bottom line. So I mean, just with the amount of soybeans that go towards biodiesel, it's a huge market, and it's just a great promotion for Illinois soybeans.
Well, it sounds like we can't go wrong then in that area.
Oh, for sure. And hopefully we can keep growing the RFS. We had a nice year where we were able to bump up just a little bit higher. So it's just a good, clean, renewable fuel, and hopefully we can kind of keep expanding the RFS and the amount of levels that we can blend.
All right. Well, Austin, any final thoughts that you may have or questions I didn't ask that you would like to bring up?
No, it was a great year for soybeans on our farm, and just a few challenges, but we're pretty excited for the year ahead. I mean, profitability in soybeans has just been really good on our farm, and it's just kind of been the clear-cut leader in what's been keeping us profitable here on the farm. So I don't know, going forward, we're going to go look at some different seed treatments here for 2017 and some different foliar fertilizers and some fungicides, some different things to kind of try. We're just going to kind of keep pushing yields on soybeans here on the farm. So now we're just pretty excited for 2017, and we'll see what the growing season will bring. We're getting pretty dry here right now. There's actually just a little bit of field work starting to take place. So we'll probably be able to start with some anhydrous ammonia here at the end of the week to wrap a little bit of that up that we didn't get done last fall. So it's kind of an unusual time here right now. Pretty mild February and kind of dry.
Have your plans for 2017 changed much from last year as far as acres go? Planting more soybeans, about the same?
We've been about 50-50 the last 3 years, and we're going to be the same here in 2017. So hearing a few whispers about some acres being soybeans on soybeans, which is kind of unusual right through here, but we're starting to see just a little bit of it here now the last couple of years.
Yes, at the same meeting, that was discussed also, and there is a little bit of concern with disease when you're not rotating crops. But it all goes down to how you manage your operation and, I guess just scout and watch for things.
Yeah, exactly. I think just with a soybean on soybean kind of a rotation, I think you're exactly right. Disease becomes more of an issue, and just kind of have to be more proactive with a fungicide pass.
Austin Rinker, Soybean Association Director and Farmer from Moequa. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.